Peter Pan. Wendy, John, and Michael Darling lived in a lovely house with their mother and father and their nurse, Nana, who happened to be a Newfoundland dog. The adventure the children had might never have happened if Mr. Darling, in a fit of temper, hadn't locked Nana in the doghouse. For on the night this story begins, Mr. and Mrs. Darling were at a party. Nana was in the doghouse, instead of the nursery where she belonged, and the children were alone in the house. Wendy and John and Michael were sound asleep when a boy dressed in a suit of green leaves came flying through the open window, followed by a bright light that flashed and twinkled as it darted about the room. When the light stopped moving, anyone looking would have seen that it was really a fairy. Wendy was the first to wake up, and seeing the boy, she said politely, "Hello. What are you doing here? What is your name?" The boy was just as friendly and curious as Wendy, and so they settled down for a good chat. Wendy was very excited when she saw the fairy, and she thought its name, Tinkerbell, was very beautiful. As they talked, Wendy found out that the boy's name was Peter Pan, that he lived in a wonderful place called Neverland, where you never have to grow up, that he was the captain of a band of lost boys, and that he didn't have a mother. "I come to your house often," Peter told Wendy, "so I can listen to the stories your mother tells you. Because none of us in Neverland have any mothers, we don't know any stories." Peter thought for a moment. Then he said, "Wendy, why don't you come to Neverland with me? You could be our mother and tell us stories and take care of us." "But how would I get there, Peter?" Wendy asked. "By flying," Peter answered. And to show her what he meant, he and Tinkerbell flew around the room. By this time, John and Michael were awake, and when they saw Peter flying around their room, they wanted to fly too. So Peter sprinkled them with fairy dust and gave them flying lessons. Soon all three children were swooping happily around the nursery. "Look at us! We're flying!" they shouted. "Come with me to Neverland," Peter called. "Oh, Wendy, please let's go," the boys begged. "We could have such wonderful adventures." Wendy couldn't resist, so off they all flew, out the window, past the garden, through the town, and over the ocean. They flew all that night and the next day, and they were getting very tired when Peter finally shouted, "There's Neverland! We're home!" And there below them was a little tree-covered island. As they flew nearer, they could see a pirate ship in the cove. "Pirates!" John cried. "Who are they, Peter? Are you their captain?" "Captain Hook is their captain," Peter answered. "He's a very bad pirate. In a fight once, I cut off part of his hand, and a crocodile ate it. Now Captain Hook wears a hook for a hand, and the crocodile follows him everywhere, looking very hungry. The captain can always hear him coming, though, 'cause the crocodile once swallowed a clock, and so as he moves, he ticks. But one day, the clock will run down, and then the captain had better beware. Be careful of Hook. He's no friend of ours." Wendy and John and Michael shuddered as they flew over the cove. Soon they were at their new home, a big cave under the ground, which they entered by going down ladders hidden inside hollowed-out trees. When Peter brought Wendy and John and Michael down into the cave, the lost boys quickly came to welcome them. Peter introduced everyone and said, "Wendy is going to be our mother." And to prove that she would be a good mother, Wendy immediately made a batch of make-believe medicine and saw to it that each boy had a spoonful before she told them their bedtime story. In the days that followed, Wendy told the boys lots of stories and took care of mending all their torn clothes. She was as helpful as any mother could be. She even stood watch the day they rescued an Indian princess from the evil pirates. The Indians were so grateful that they guarded the hollow trees every night. They didn't want the pirates sneaking up and capturing Wendy and the boys. One night, after a story about a dog just like Nana, Michael said, "Wendy, I want to go home to see if Mother and Father still remember us. I miss them, and I miss Nana." At that, the other boys put up an awful fuss and asked if they could go along, too. No one wanted to miss the nightly story, and they had all grown very fond of their make-believe medicine. "I'm sure our parents will take you all in," Wendy said. "They are very nice people. Peter, would you like to come home with us?" "No," Peter said. "I never want to have to grow up. I'll stay here in Neverland. I'll be all right." And so the children got dressed and packed their few belongings. Then they climbed out of their cave right into the hands of Captain Hook and his men, who had overpowered the Indian guards. When all the children were tied up, the pirates carried them off to their ship. Down in the cave, a very sad Peter sat thinking about his friends. He was so lost in thought that he never saw Captain Hook climb down into the cave and drop some poison into Peter's medicine bottle. But Tinkerbell saw, and when Peter went to take his medicine, as Wendy had taught him to, Tinkerbell quickly drank it up before Peter could. And then poor Tinkerbell's light began to fade, and she lay down on her bed and prepared to die. "How can I help you, Tink?" Peter cried. "I could get well if I knew that children everywhere believed in fairies," Tinkerbell whispered. "Do you hear that, children of the world? Tinkerbell needs you. If you believe in fairies, clap your hands. That's it. Louder! Louder!" The sounds of millions of clapping hands carried on the wind to Neverland, and Tinkerbell was saved. Her voice grew stronger, and then her light brightened, and soon she was flying around the room as well as ever. Then she told Peter what the pirates had done. "I must rescue Wendy and the boys," Peter said, and he grabbed all the swords in the cave, climbed up a ladder, and ran through the woods towards the cove. As Peter ran, he passed the crocodile. And it wasn't ticking. Immediately, Peter decided that he would tick to frighten the beasts of the night. Ticking beautifully, he dove into the water and swam toward the pirate ship. As Peter neared the ship, Captain Hook heard the ticking. Fearful that the crocodile had come for him, he hid behind his men. They were all so busy being frightened that no one watched properly, and it was easy for Peter to climb aboard and sneak into the captain's cabin. Then he stopped ticking. When the terrible ticking stopped, Captain Hook came out from behind his men and went back about his business. And his business was to make Wendy and the boys walk the plank. Just when he had them all lined up, there was a terrible sound from the cabin. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo! The captain and his men were so terrified of this sound that they decided the children should fight the doodle-doo monster. They pulled all the children off the plank and pushed them into the cabin. Of course, it was Peter who had cried out. And when the children were safely inside the cabin, he untied them and gave them the swords he had brought. "Men, let's teach these pirates a lesson. But leave Captain Hook to me. Wendy, you stay here in the cabin." Peter was very handy with a sword, and he soon backed Captain Hook right out onto the plank. Knowing that he and his men had lost the battle, Captain Hook decided to escape, and so he jumped into the sea. But his end had come, for the patient crocodile was waiting just below. With the fight won, Peter went back to Neverland, and the children continued on their journey home. When they got there, Mr. and Mrs. Darling were so happy to have Wendy and John and Michael back that they gladly took the lost boys in, too. And somehow, they found places for all of them to sleep. For many years after, at spring cleaning time, Peter would fly in for Wendy, and she would go with him to Neverland and clean the cave and mend his clothes and tell him new stories. And when Wendy had grown too old to fly to Neverland, her little daughter went with Peter. Peter always stayed a young boy, just as he wanted to, and he always loved the good stories only a mother can tell.